Hello and welcome to the Keep Calm and Breastfeed podcast. My name is Caroline Flynn and I'm from Sydney, Australia. In emergencies, life as you know it will change. Imagine you are a parent of an infant and an emergency strikes. Fires, floods, earthquake or worse. The lights, power and gas have just gone out and the running water has been cut off. How do you continue to safely feed your infant in what may be very stressful and uncertain times? Well, the answer to that is easy. Keep calm and breastfeed. Breastfeeding is a survival strategy for parents of infants before, during and after an emergency. I look forward to sharing with you some vital feeding survival strategies today that may be relevant to you and your family. The expertise I bring to you is a distilled result of many years of professional experience as a registered nurse, midwife, child and family health nurse, and adult educator. However, above all else, it is my last 25 years as a mother and as an international board certified lactation consultant that has fueled my passion for protecting, promoting and supporting breastfeeding. The nature of this topic is one I'm very passionate about, and it comes to you from the bottom of my heart. I still have special memories crystal clear in my mind of working with families of the Sutherland Shire in New South Wales in the aftermath of our horrific fires back in January of 1994. As a local Como resident, I was reminded of just how quickly and close to home that emergencies can strike and their impacts on families. My own daughter was only just 5 months old at the time of the fires, and it was very reassuring to know that she was able to be comforted, kept safe, and fully breastfed throughout this stressful time. And now it is my time to pay it forward and share some of this treasured information with you. So let's get started. Breastfeeding before, during, and after an emergency is a life-saving investment for the health and well-being of your infant. Breast milk is the safest and most nutritionally appropriate food for an infant. According to the World Health Organization, UNICEF and the NHMRC, infants should be breastfed exclusively, giving nothing but human milk for their first 6 months of life, and thereafter continue to breastfeed for at least a year or two, or for as long as the mother and infant or child wish, with the addition of complementary family foods from around the age of 6 months. Human milk provides perfect nutrition for infants. It also contains antibodies that fight infection and disease. Contaminated water, poor sanitation, and the spread of germs and bacteria are common in emergencies, and infants and young children are at special risk because of their size, limited fluid reserves, and their still immature immune systems. Disease and potential deaths of vulnerable infants are 5 times more likely during and after an emergency, with breast milk being the best defence from life-threatening conditions such as diarrhoea and respiratory illnesses. Breastfeeding has also been shown to lower sudden infant deaths. Infants should continue to breastfeed even if they are sick, as human milk is quickly and easily absorbed, with many immune factors helping to fight illness and infection. Human milk also has important nutrients, minerals, and the water necessary for your infant to maintain normal blood sugar levels and to stay well hydrated. If your infant is ill, you need to seek urgent medical attention and continue to breastfeed often. This would be at least 8 to 12 times in 24 hours, wherever this is possible. In addition to medical help, mothers are also encouraged to seek referral to a lactation consultant or an appropriate breastfeeding support person. The safest and most sanitary food is always the mother's own milk. Even if you have weaned your infant, it is completely possible to re-lactate and to rebuild your milk supply quickly with skin-to-skin contact and frequent breastfeeds or continuous access to your breasts. Skin-to-skin contact and frequent breastfeeding will help to maintain your infant's normal body temperature, comfort them and lessen stress hormones such as cortisol and adrenaline for both you and your infant. This can also rapidly boost your breast milk production. Human breast milk banks are a little known but valuable source of donor breast milk and are often located in large maternity hospitals in capital cities. Donor milk is screened, pasteurised and typically supplied to neonatal intensive care units for premature or sick infants. However, donor milk may be made available in emergencies to families with infants in need of its life-saving benefits. In desperate times, you could even ask another lactating woman to assist you in nursing or expressing for your infant. The risk of transmission of illness from another lactating woman is very minimal compared to the risk of your infant not having access to breast milk at all. However, it is reasonable for you to ask questions of the potential donor mother to rule out any obvious concerns. While there have always been assumptions and myths about breastfeeding, today I'd like to share with you some great truths about breastfeeding your infant in an emergency. Did you know that producing breast milk is actually energy saving for mothers? Even hungry and exhausted mothers can still make plenty of milk, producing more kilojoules of energy in breast milk for their infants than the modest increase in energy consumption required to actually produce that breast milk. Fat and nutritional reserves laid down during pregnancy are also called upon by your body during lean times. Our mantra as health professionals is always, feed and hydrate the mother so she can feed her infant. It is often assumed that a mother who is stressed during an emergency cannot make milk, but this is not true. In fact, with some privacy and appropriate support to help you relax, you'll be able to let down your milk during your feeds and avoid any negative impact on your milk supply. You may be thinking, oh no, I've already weaned my infant. No problem. Mothers can begin breastfeeding and producing milk again, even if they have discontinued breastfeeding. This is called relactation, and it can be a life-saving solution for you in an emergency. Of course, it is easier to relactate if the weaning process was more recent, but many mothers report to health professionals that their milk supply never really went away completely between having their babies, so it is nearly always possible to relactate. As with many adoptive mothers who successfully induce partial lactation for their infants. How amazing is that? In a situation where no breastfeeding is possible, then express milk or donor breast milk sourced from a human milk bank can be offered to your infant from a disposable drinking cup or from a disposable plastic spoon. Never use dirty bottles or teats, as without clean water and the resources to wash and sterilise your infant's feeding equipment, bacteria and viruses could cause life-threatening diarrhoea. It is imperative that mothers avoid the routine acceptance and distribution of artificial infant formulas, especially powdered infant formula, as its contents is not sterile. There are also concentrated infant formulas that require dilution with clean boil water. Neither types of formula are safe to use unless you have access to clean boil water, a clean preparation area, and sterilised feeding equipment. Once an infant formula has been reconstituted, it must be used or discarded within an hour, as bacteria can rapidly grow in artificial milk environments. However, where human breast milk is completely unavailable, there is a place for small bottles or packs of ready-to-feed infant formula, ensuring that it is in date, that the packaging is undamaged, and that it is completely sealed. Once provided to you, the suppliers of this artificial infant milk must then ensure that your infant has an ongoing supply for as long as is needed, and you should not be charged for the supply of such milks in an emergency. Infant formula distribution can actually do more harm than good in an emergency situation and should be the option of last resort. Keep in mind that commercially available infant formulas are very expensive for families and may not even be available for purchase or donation in an emergency situation. Even if it is available, it may not be an appropriate formula for the particular needs of your infant, such as a baby who has cow's milk protein allergy, lactose intolerant, or a metabolic disorder. There is a story of a war-torn town being donated 4 truckloads of infant formula. However, in this town, there are only 2 infants and both were fully breastfed. Post-emergency, the town had to then pay a fortune to dispose of all this unnecessary formula into landfill. Never be tempted to feed your infant water in an emergency. It is often contaminated, cannot always be boiled, and may cause your infant to develop life-threatening diarrhea. Replacing your infant's feeds or diluting feeds can also lead to what is known as water toxicity, causing edema of your infant's brain and electrolyte imbalances that can in turn affect your infant's heart and kidney function and even cause death. If in any doubt about food or water safety in an emergency, do not prepare or offer your infant solids, even if mealtimes have been well established, as unsafe foods and potentially dirty water and equipment presents an unacceptable health risk to your infant. You are encouraged to replace these solid meals during emergency with an increase in breastfeeds or breast milk. Now, hand hygiene is also very important in helping to prevent the spread of disease. If there is no soap and clean running water, try to access and use antibacterial hand sanitizers to clean your hands, and don't forget to clean the hands of your infant. Respiratory illnesses can also pose a great danger for infants. Therefore, you will especially need to consider respiratory hygiene measures, offering some extra protection to both you and your infant. Mothers are encouraged to communicate with aid agencies and health services in an emergency situation, especially if you are pregnant or have an infant or young child. This is to ensure that they are aware of your health and nutritional needs and for you to remain well hydrated and healthy to continue to care for your infant or child. Emergency situations deserve special consideration of your safety and privacy. Perhaps you have relocated to an emergency centre. An item such as a simple sling or a wrap can provide you both with privacy for skin-to-skin contact and frequent breastfeeding. Perhaps you have heard of the term breastfeeding tents. These are safe havens for mothers and infants to practice skin-to-skin contact and regular breastfeeds. However, no matter what accommodation you find yourself in, try to stay in your family group or even join with other families to increase your personal safety and support networks. Staying together as a family will help you to decrease your stress levels, prevent isolation, and ensure infants and children are always appropriately supervised and cared for. You may find yourself separated from your infant in an emergency. Perhaps your infant is in childcare or hospital at the time that the emergency occurs. Keep expressing regularly and, where possible, have your breast milk transported to your infant to be offered via a disposable cup or plastic spoon. Did you know that freshly expressed breast milk can withstand being unrefrigerated for up to 6 to 8 hours in temperatures of less than 26 degrees Celsius before its bacterial levels start to rise? This is because breast milk is a living fluid containing its own antibacterial and antiviral properties that safeguard your infant. Now, with our time drawing to a close, my last message for you is to avoid sudden weaning during an emergency. Regular expressing will allow you to maintain breast comfort and to prevent the possible development of mastitis from poorly drained or undrained breasts. If your breast milk cannot be offered to your own infant, you may even consider offering it to your older children or donating it to another family with an infant in need. My name is Caroline Flynn. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's been amazing to connect with you, and I hope that these messages make a lasting and positive difference to your family's happiness, health, and future. For further information, may I suggest that you go to the Australian and New Zealand Lactation Consultants Association, lcans.org, so that's lcanz.org, or the Australian Breastfeeding Association, who have some fantastic printable information sheets on cup feeding and emergencies. The Australian Breastfeeding Association, also known as ABA, is at breastfeeding.asn.au. Thank you and goodbye for today.